Okay, I feel better now. Yes, it's true. I was this close. You can't see it, but I'm doing the thing with my fingers. I was this close to interviewing Sophie Alder. I had her phone number and everything. But the broadcast we were doing on the Wirral finished before I had time to interview her. But I did get as far as leaving several messages on her answer machine. We were doing that thing with the email, you know, where you sort of do email tag, and you send the mail, then they send one, then you send one, then they send one, and etc. Yes. Thank you. Then I write back. No, thank you, and etc. Yes. So there we go. Yes. All kinds of things Doctor Who related have happened to me over my time, you know. I think it's time, all this Doctor Who talk, time for a quick sci-fi sound effect. Hang on. Don't you just love it? I'm going to play it again. That's pretty cool, yes. Before it disappeared, we saw the original Doctor Who Museum. A museum of all the old Doctor Who things. And we were driving along Family Day Out in Wales, which of course is round the corner from Liverpool. And in the middle of nowhere, I think it was in Llangollen, I think it was, we saw the Doctor Who Museum. We paid our £5 or whatever it was, went in. And it was amazing. They had all the old costumes of all the old Doctors. And we went in. It must have been sort of the end of the day on a Sunday. Nobody was there except us. It was great. Went in, walked around, all the old things, all like memorabilia. Props and things from the classic Doctor Who. This was before anybody knew who Christopher Eccleston was, of course. We went in, and, you know, in remembrance of the Daleks, in the final episode, they have the special weapons Dalek, which comes out, and it doesn't have a normal head, like a normal Dalek. It's just got a big, like a big bazooka for a head. Well, they had that. It was amazing. I was looking at it. Because those white Daleks, which were in Remembrance of the Daleks with Sylvester McCoy, and they were in a previous episode with Colin Baker, I love those white Daleks with the gold bits on. I love that. That's my favourite colour sort of combination, the whites and the gold. And I just love that episode. And to see the special weapons Dalek in the flesh, so to speak, was just amazing. I was almost drooling, just looking at it, thinking, this is amazing. So there we go. I think we need to have another sound effect before we move on to the next topic. Hang on. No, that's a weird one, that one, isn't it? Right. So anyway, we went to this Doctor Who museum thing, which was great, in the middle of Llangollen, for some strange reason. It was then moved later on, and can now be found on the Golden Mile in Blackpool. But it's still there. It's great. All the old things. I'm one of these people who you will come across occasionally, who was a fan of the old Doctor Who, and didn't matter about the wobbly sets and the really poor quality monsters. I loved it. It didn't matter to me. I liked it the way it was. Although I grew to love the new Doctor Who, I am, sort of in my heart, I'm a fan of the old Doctor Who, and a little bit sad that poor old Sylvester McCoy was killed off in the Doctor Who movie that they made for Fox, which was set in San Francisco with Paul McGann, great actor from Liverpool as well. You know, all these Scousers playing Doctor Who gives me a bit of hope, you see, that one day maybe I can sort of take on the role. You never know. I've got lots of scarves and hats and things. But Sylvester McCoy was great. And to have him sort of finished at the very start of the movie was a bit odd. And I'm a bit sad that they never gave him his sort of proper chance to sort of grow and develop his character. And poor old Sophie, Ace, what happened to her?